Make more money with vinegar, not honey. It's the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, episode 218.
There's a rhyme and reason for your life. There's a rhyme and reason why you're here. Give your time and season to the one who wrote your rhyme. Your rhyme and reason. Your rhyme and reason. Your rhyme and reason.
Hey there, Tony here. Welcome once again to the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, where we're going to talk about money. Let's don't talk about money. Let's talk about money. And making more money. That's pretty important, right? Maybe I'm just a little oversensitive to gas prices, you know, because I drive a lot. But I've noticed, and maybe it's just coincidence, but I doubt it, I've noticed how a gallon of gas costs about 40 cents more than it did just a few weeks ago. At least that's the case here in the shadow of Pikes Peak, where I live. And just as summer travel time gets here. The point is, it's an indication of how things continue to cost more. Have you noticed that? You notice that it's very seldom that things cost less? I mean, they go on sale for a little while, but you know what I mean. They generally, prices aren't generally going down. They're generally going up. And the solution, always, is to make more money. Not complain. You know, my wife is a health coach. And so first thing you might think is, well, what's that got to do with how to make more money, Tony? Well, it'll make sense in a few seconds. She's always looking for ways to help me build up my immune system, especially here in the last few months. And she wants to help me ease up the stress on my adrenals and, you know, basically be as healthy as I can be. And one of the things she touts most is apple cider vinegar. The health benefits to adding a dose of apple cider vinegar, also known as ACV for short, to adding that to your daily diet, the health benefits are enormous. I mean, it's kind of tart, but I got to say, it ain't all that bad. I take it on a regular basis. Now, vinegar and honey actually both are healthy for you, but too much honey can still cause you some serious problems, especially if you're dealing with anything close to diabetic issues. And vinegar, ironically, can help reverse those problems. Okay, now the reason I'm sharing all this is to create the analogy you can apply to your business or your other creative endeavors. And the old adage says, you've heard this, right? You can catch more flies with honey than vinegar. That's true. But, you know, in business, you're not looking for flies. You need customers and clients and commerce. And when you use the sugary sweet approach, or as I heard Marie Forleo say on a Ray Edwards podcast episode, she said, too much flowery language. Well, if you use too much of that, you can kiss the commerce goodbye. And it's true. You can make more money, actually, with fun facts and figures. How many times have you clicked the buy button on somebody's website because they seem so sweet? Really? I mean, I haven't. And how many times have you bought something because, let's say, the product, service, or information was explained in an easy-to-understand way? Yeah, I'd say the second approach is probably how you make more money, right? It is how you make more money. It's perfectly fine to have fun with facts and figures and let your personality shine through. That's great. People will love that. But don't give them a toothache with honey-dripping language. And this is even more important in your audio branding. Well, it's at least as important. Let's put it that way. And hopefully I've kept this short and sweet enough for you today. Get that? Hopefully it's short and sweet. Did you? Okay, never mind. And remember, you might disagree at your own peril. Okay? So, make more money with vinegar, not honey. Does that make sense? I hope so. That does it for this episode of the Rhyme and Reason Podcast during the week. And until next time, this is Tony saying, there's a rhyme and reason to your life because God made you.
There's a rhyme and reason for your life.